red, brown, black, tree squirrel, ground squirrel.
What does a ground squirrel look like?
It's a little, like a little chipmunk type thing, and it's got the big, only it's got the big squirrel tail. It looks more like a chipmunk in the body. It's kind of tan and brown. It's not a pretty reddish brown like the tree squirrels.
What, can the ground squirrel climb trees?
Or? Yeah.
What about the chipmunks? How are they different?
Chipmunks are short, fatter, and they're brown and stripedy, and they got just a little short nip of a tail.
Can they climb trees?
I don't know. I never noticed whether one did or not.
You mentioned the black squirrel and a lot of other colors. Are they different varieties of tree squirrels? Or?
I think so. We don't get too many down here except ground squirrels. But they can, ground squirrels can climb trees. They just build their holes in the ground.
What different kinds of fish do you get around here?
Red snapper, trout, catfish, croakers, golden croaker.
What's that?
Golden croaker.
What does that look like?
It's just a, well, it's about similar to a trout. It's good to eat.
Why is it called a croaker?
Because it croaks. When you get it out of the water, it goes wah, wah, like that, like a frog. More like a frog than the catfish doesn't make as much noise. Catfish will hiss at you sometimes and kind of make a noise, but the croaker has an actual croaking sound.
All of those are saltwater fish?
No, you can have saltwater trout or you can have freshwater trout. I guess this freshwater trout would mostly be rainbow trout or something like that, and the saltwater would be speckled trout. And then we've got a lot of deep sea fishing out here, tarpons and jewfish and marlin and sail. I don't think we have any swordfish in this area though.
What other freshwater fish do you have?
A lot of catfish, different kinds, and bass, and blue bass, and black bass, and white bass, and different kinds of catfishes. The saltwater catfish is the hardhead.
Is it what?
Hardhead.
What do you mean?
It just got a real hard, and they're not good to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the yellow cat. It's got, the meat's got kind of a yellow coloring to it. And we have gars, alligator gars. Perch. Sun perch and just plain perch. And
if you were going to go fishing, what would you?
What would I want to catch?
Well, what would you use?
Oh, rod and reel or fishing pole.
What would you put on the hook?
would depend on what you were fishing for. Some areas you'd fish with live bait, some with dead bait. It's mostly shrimp. You could use a lure.
If you wanted to buy some of that, you might ask for a couple of pounds of
shrimp.
What other live bait would you use?
Grasshopper or worm.
Mm-hmm. Are there different kinds of worms?
Yeah, there's woolly worms, or caterpillar, and then there's earthworms, and the big worms that come out after rains, segmented.
What about a small fish you can use for bait?
A minnow.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the grasshopper. Do you ever heard them call it a hopper grass?
No. That's back to that peckerwood thing again.
Uh-huh.
People just make them backwards, I guess.
What about something that pearls grow in?
An oyster.
And you mentioned the frog. What do you call the big ones?
Bullfrog.
What about the ones that hop around on the land?